Welcome to the latest community news from the NMBC Media. I'm Big Willie James. Here are the headlines. Hipkin sworn in as New Zealand Prime Minister and pledges a focus on economy. The average worker needs a higher wage to combat inflation. Libraries and council run sites to hand out free rapid tests. And a new Chinese policy results in students returning to Australia. Chris Hipkins was sworn in on Wednesday as New Zealand's 41st Prime Minister following the unexpected resignation last week of Jacinda Ardern. Hipkins, 44, has promised a back-to-basics approach focusing on the economy and what he describes as a pandemic of inflation. He will have less than 9 months before contesting a tough general election, with opinion polls indicating that his Labour Party is trailing its Conservative opposition. Governor-General of New Zealand Cindy Cairo officiated the brief swearing-in ceremony in front of his friends and colleagues after she earlier accepted Jacinda's resignation. "This is the biggest privilege and responsibility of my life," Hipkin said at the ceremony. "I'm energised and excited by the challenges that lie ahead." Carmel Cipollone was also sworn in as Deputy PM, the first time that a person with Pacific Island heritage has taken on the role. She congratulated Hipkins and thanked him for the trust that he has placed in her. The average worker earns $92,000 a year but will need an extra $7,000 to keep up with inflation, according to Australia's biggest financial research site, Canstar. Workers' wages have been increasing but not enough to keep up with the cost of living and fast-rising inflation. Several successive rate increases by the Reserve Bank of Australia has helped cause a decline in real wages, and data shows an increase in job applicants of 10% from November to December, according to employment agency SEEK. This indicates that many people are choosing to switch jobs to get higher wages. Victorian libraries will hand out free packs of rapid antigen tests upon request, with a limit of 2 per person. Rapid antigen tests have become the primary source for COVID-19 testing. The state government plans to invest $1 billion on rapid tests this financial year to ensure that everyone can have a safe summer. Rapid tests will no longer be handed out at schools. As an alternative, students and staff will need to get their tests from council-run sites. People with disabilities or their carers will be able to receive 4 packets of rapid tests. A new Chinese edict stating it would no longer recognise qualifications earned through online learning has led to thousands of students returning to Australia. However, the abrupt shift in policy will increase pressure on already scarce flights from China, the accommodation markets, and on visa processing units. According to Vicky Thompson, chief executive of a group of 8 elite universities, securing accommodation and visas on very short notice would be an almost impossible task for some students. Nearly 62,000 Chinese students in Australian universities were not in the country as of mid-November, with more than 20,000 in TAFE sectors who also remained in China, according to International Education Association of Australia Chief Phil Honeywood. I'm Big Willie James. Please join us next time for more news. Stay safe. This news is brought to you by the National Ethnic and Multicultural Broadcasters Council, the NMBC.